Now the greenhouse effect then is able to keep plants happy inside their little glass walls. But in the case of our planet, without the greenhouse effect, then the Earth's surface temperature, the mean temperature, would be minus 18 degrees if we didn't have gases such as carbon dioxide and water and other trace gases up there, keeping that long wavelength infrared radiation that's going out back into space in proximity to the Earth's surface. So in this picture you get the balance of what's coming in then. We have got incoming radiation balanced between the 49% making it through, the 20% being soaked up in the atmosphere. We've got the reflectivity of the atmosphere there, our albedo. And then we've got the outgoing radiation, which is infrared. Some of it goes straight back out to space. Some of it hits greenhouse gas molecules. Some of those then will release that radiation back down to the surface. Some of it pointed back out to space. But the key is the characteristic of infrared radiation. When it hits a molecule, it causes vibrations that generate the heating effect. We've now stored some thermal energy in the atmosphere. Now we've got a steady state situation for the planet before we started producing too much carbon dioxide, where the incoming energy balances the outgoing energy, so we hold the thermal conditions for the planet relatively constant.